Today, Shirim Sechta Gedushin Daf Dalet, we will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, six lines from the top. In our previous year, the Gemara taught us that we learned from the Pasuk of Yotze Chinam Ein Kesef that a girl's father, a girl who's a Nara, whose father marries her off, the Kesef Kedushin that's received belongs to the father. Ask the Gemara, is that true? V'hayvi yotze chinam. Do we learn from the pasuk of yotze chinam ein kasef, as we learned ein kasef l'adon zeh, v'yesh kasef l'adon acher, that the owner doesn't receive any payment when his shifcha kananis, when his amavriya leaves, but the father does? Ask the Gemara. Don't we see from here? Don't we need this pasuk? Kamibay l'chretanya. Isn't it needed for what we learned in the Braisa? The Tanya, the Braisa says, Yotze Chinam, the Pasuk says, Eli Yumei Bagris, that the halacha is that Amar Vriya leaves her Adon's Rishus when she becomes a Begeris. Just to quickly review the status of a Jewish girl. The status of a Jewish girl is that when she's a Ketana until she's 12 years old. At 12, if she brings Shtei Saris, the simonim of a Gedoila, she becomes a Nara until she's 12 and a half. At 12 and a half, she becomes a Begeris. So ask the Gemara. The Yotze Chinam comes to teach us, A, you may Bagris, that she leaves her owner when she becomes a Begeris. And Kesef, A, you may Naris, that when she's already 12 years old, she leaves her Adon. So the question is, how could that this pasuk be available to teach us the halacha of that the father gets the kesef kedushin when the pasuk is needed to teach us this halacha? Says the Gemara, Amar Vin Imke Le Makra, if that's what the pasuk is coming to teach us, Le Makra Ein Kesef. The Torah should have used the word Ein Kesef without the Yud. My Ein Kesef. Why does the Torah add the word Ein Kesef, the Yud, Ein Kesef Adon Zeh, to teach us that the owner doesn't get money when the Amavriya leaves his service. Aviyesh Kesef Adon Acher, Oman Yoav, when the father marries off, that it does, he does get the Kesef. And as I saw, the Pnei Yeshuach says that the word Ein with the Yud appears many times in Shas. And the Pnei Yeshuach points out that even though it appears many times in Shas, not every time does it appear, does the Gemara say that we use it to teach us something from the Yud. So ask the Pnei Yeshuach, why in this Gemara is it coming to teach us? Because the Pasuk of Yotze Chinam Ein Kesef, as we've been speaking, once the Torah says Chinam, the Ein Kesef is really superfluous. So not only is the whole Ein Kesef superfluous, but the Gemara is pointing out that the Yud in the Ein is certainly superfluous. And therefore, in this case, where the entire phrase is extra, the Gemara feels it's legitimate in asking, what does the Yud come to teach us? And the Gemara says it comes to teach us Ein Kesef Lodin Zeh, Ava Yesh Kesef Lodin Acher. Ask the Gemara, how do we know that we learned that way? How do we know that we learned the extra yud? Says the Gemara, the Tanya, the Braisa teaches us regarding a Bas Kohen who married Yisrael. And the halacha is that while the Bas Kohen is married to Yisrael, she's obviously allowed to eat truma. She's allowed to eat truma till she becomes a Nesua to him. Once she has Nesua with the Yisrael, she's not allowed to eat Truma. If she became an Amona or a Grusha, she goes back to her father's house to be able to eat Truma, because the Pasuk says, Ubas Koyin, ki si Amona Grusha v'zera ein lo. If she becomes an Amona or Grusha and there were no children from that marriage with the Yisrael, v'shava beis aviyav k'nur'el, she goes back to her father's home to be allowed to eat truma. Of course, if she would have children from her husband Yisrael, then even though that marriage ended because she became an almana or grusha, she would not be allowed to eat truma. Continues the Braisa, Einli ela zara, that only comes to teach us that if she has children from that marriage, the halacha is that she can no longer eat, she can't go back to her father's home to eat truma. But zara zara, how do we know if she had grandchildren? There are no children, but how do you know if they are grandchildren that they too prevent her from being able to go back to her father's home to eat truma? Tamaloima zara einla, and the Torah is teaching us ayin la. We have to investigate what is her situation and see if there are any generations ayin. We have to investigate if there are any other generations. If there are, she won't be able to eat truma. Enli el zera kasha, and that only comes to teach us that if she had legitimate grandchildren, zera posel, if she has a grandchild who's a mamzer, menayin, how do we know that that grandchild is still is a grandchild and prevents her from being able to truma? Tamaloima zera enlo, ayinlo. We look if there's any children. And if there's any children that are remaining, doesn't make a difference if they're kosher children or not kosher children. Under all circumstances, the halacha is that she eats truma. And this halacha really goes two ways. It goes in the way that we've been learning, that if she has children from the Yisrael, she won't be allowed to eat truma. On the other hand, if she was a Bas Yisrael who was married to a Kayin, as long as they are children from that marriage, she will be allowed to eat truma based on that. Says Tosfos, why is the Gemara focusing on the grandchildren? Because if she had a child who was posel, a mamzer, that means she obviously was in a situation where she wasn't allowed to marry that person. Otherwise, the child born wouldn't have been a mamzer. And that's why the Gemara is focused on a grandchild, so she didn't do anything wrong. Even though she didn't do anything wrong, as long as they are children, and even if the children are posel, the halacha is that she would be allowed to. She's not if she's a Bas Yisrael married to a Kohen, she would be allowed to, and vice versa. So Tosfos points out that, as we said, that if there was a child who was posel, that we wouldn't need a limud, because she became posel by marrying somebody that she wasn't supposed to. But Rabbi Chanan Vassman points out that actually it's possible to have zera posel, and even though the zera posel, she wouldn't become osur to her husband, the Kayin. He points out, if a Kayin's daughter or wife conceives a child by having embati, where she goes into a pool, and the zera, the semen of another man, so she didn't participate in a bia asura, she wasn't involved in an illegitimate relationship, but the child says such a child may not eat truma, and since she has such a child from if she would have such a child from Yisrael, she would not be allowed to eat truma because of that child. Rabbi Shmuel Rozovsky, however, discusses what is the status of such a child? Is the child a mamzer or not? He says the Beis Shmuel holds that a child born with somebody else's semen, even the child is considered the child of the person whose semen conceived that child. And in fact, the person who had that child will have fulfilled the mitzvah pur revu with the child. The Chalkas Mechaikik is not quite certain what is the status of that child, what is connection to his father, and would the father have fulfilled the mitzvah pur revu with having such a child. Says Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, according to the Chalkas Mechaikik, Rav Chanan's answer doesn't work, because if a Bas Kayin conceived a child, Bambati, from the seed of Yisrael, she may be able to continue eating truma. Since the child has no legal father, he's not considered the son of Yisrael, and therefore he doesn't prevent his mother from eating truma in her father's home. Ask the Gemara. The Pasuk says, the Braisa says, v'zera eila, and we're learning that zera posel prevents her from eating truma, v'victim, it says the Gemara, l'zara zara, that the grandchild also stops her from eating truma. Answers the Gemara, Zara Zara, to teach us the halacha of grandchildren, loy Esrach Kro. That I don't need a pasuk. Because the Gemara cites a rule, the Bnei Bonim, Kebei Kebonim. Grandchildren have the same status as children. So if children will prevent or allow the woman to eat truma, so will be the halacha regarding the children. Ki Esrach Kro. So now we have the pasuk. What is the pasuk coming to teach us? The Zara pasuk. That even Zara pasuk gives her that, has the same halacha. Now, where did we learn this halacha? We learned it from the Yud in the Zara Elo. So we see, as the Gemara told us, we're going to see that the word, that the letter Yud from a pasuk is available, the letter Yud from a pasuk is available to teach us these halacha. Says the Gemara, the Tana Gufa Minole, how does the Tana of this Bryson know that this is a legitimate way of learning? Amri, so they said, the Ksiv. The Pasuk says that Moav sent, after the sorry Moav told Balak, when they returned from Bilam, where they wanted Bilam to curse Klal Yisrael, the Pasuk says, Me'ein Bilam Ha'olech Imanu. Bilam refuses to join us. And the Pasuk says, Me'ein Yavmi. And the Pasuk says, without the Yod, the word Me'ein Yavim. The looks of Hachu, there the Pasuk uses the word Ein, but the Pasuk doesn't use the Yod to teach us Hacha. There the Torah didn't write the Yod. So that's why the Torah says, we don't have the Yod available to learn. But if a Hach Ksiv Be'yod, here where the Torah does use the word Yod, Shema Minah L'drash L'dasa, it's available to teach us, as we've been learning, we learn from the extra Yod. Our Gemara established the halacha of Bnei Bonim Harei Kebonim, the grandchildren have the same status as children. And the question that the Pesukim discuss, if somebody leaves the world and doesn't have a son who could say Kaddish for him, is there an obligation for the grandchildren to say Kaddish? And our Gemara that says Bnei Bonim Harei Kebonim, it seems that the grandchildren should say Kaddish after the grandfather. The Marik discusses this in the Shalos HaTshuvos Marik Siman Lamed, and he wants to say that all our Gemara is proving that for Yichus is concerned, for the Mitzvah Puravu is concerned, the grandchildren come before, grandchildren are considered that he had children. Does that mean as far as the Hilchos Kaddish, as far is that the same? So the Pesukim say that certainly Bnei Bonim Harei Kebonim L'chatchila applies to Kaddish as well. The issue that the Pesukim discuss that comes up is in the places where not all the people who are mechuyev to say Kaddish say Kaddish. Only one person says a Kaddish. And there's a question where there's a son of somebody who is Nifter who wants to say Kaddish. It's a grandson. Does the grandson have any rights in the places? Does the grandson have a right in a place where there are no sons to get a Kaddish? So the Ksav Sofer wants to suggest that since in those places there are many Kaddishim, and there's only a Chiyuv to say one Kaddish, so suggest the Ksav Sofer, let them take turns and let at least the grandson who's saying Kaddish after grandfather, who didn't have any sons to say Kaddish for him, let him get at least one Kaddish. There's an interesting discussion in the Pesukim where we're learning now that if there's a miss, that we see from him here that the letter Yud is critical, and when it's there, there's a reason where it's there, and when it's not there, there's a reason why it's not there. And the question is, but it could go either way. And the Shailos HaTshuvos Shevet HaLevi, Chelek Aleph Simchav Hei, discusses if there's a Sefer Torah that we find is missing a letter Yod in the word Ein. Do we have to take out another Sefer Torah? So he says that if we're reading from the Sefer Torah, and we haven't finished the Shiva Kruim, we haven't finished calling up the seven people who are obligated to get an aliyah, suggest to Shevet HaLevi that we have to take out another Sefer Torah.
But he says, if we already called up the Zion Kruim, the seven people who are obligated to get Aliyahs on Shabbos, or moreover, he says, if it involves a tircha to take out another Sefer Torah, there may be reason to be lenient and not requiring that this should not be a reason to take out another Sefer Torah. Says the Gemara, so we've learned the pasuk of Ein Kesef to teach us the Kedusha Leviyah, and we need, the pasuk tells us that the father of the Nara is the one who will get the Kesef Kedushin. That if the girl earns anything while she's a Nara, the earnings belong to her father. Why do we, and one cannot be learned from the other? Explains the Gemara why. If we would have said that the Kedushim go to her father, because the Laitarchabahu, she didn't have to do anything to achieve those Kedushim. So that's why the father should get it. Ava Masyida the Katarchabahu, but when we speak about the Masyida, she worked for that. Aim the Dahava, since the halacha is it should be hers. Aim Riyashmiin and Masyida, the Kamitzmane, the father is supporting with her. So the Ritva asks, the halacha is that the father is actually not obligated to support a daughter who's a Nara. So what does the Gemara mean when it says the Kamitzmane? So the Ritva says that indeed the father halachically may not be required to support her. But typically fathers do support their daughters. And since fathers support their daughters, we should, that's why we understand that he should get her earnings. The Kamitzmane, Av Kedusha de Ma'amu Kasala, that she came in Kedushas. And why should he get that money? And therefore we would say, Eim the Dahav, it should remain, become the daughters. That's why Tzricha, we need two psukim to teach us these two halachas, and one can't be learned from the other. So we began the shir, says the Gemara Gufa, the pasuk says, V'yotzachirinam, Eli may bagris, that the may bagris, the Omavriya, leaves her owner's home, and Kesef, Eli may naris, that when she becomes a Nara, she leaves. Ask the Gemara, V'lichta Rechmana Nara, why isn't it sufficient that the Torah should just write the halacha by Naris, V'loy by Bagris, and we won't need a pasuk to teach us the halacha of Bagris? If, as we learned at the beginning of our shir, when she's a Nara, she leaves her owner's home, so Bagris comes a half year later, so by then she's gone. Why do we need a pasuk for Nara and Bagris? Amar Rava answers, Rava Barzeh V'Limin Alzeh. The Pasuk is, if we only had one Pasuk, we would say that the Pasuk is referring to the Bagris. Because the Pasuk, and this is the way we always learn Pesukim, we always use the Pasuk to teach us the smaller Chiddush. So we would say that a girl doesn't leave her owner's home until she's a Begeris. And the Gemara says there's a Nara, we have two psukim, so we say one is talking about Naris and one is talking about Bagris. And the Gemara says there's a precedent for this. Midah de Hava Tosh V'Sachar. We find this regarding the two types of Eved Ivri. There's an the Tanya, the pasuk, the Brisa says, Tosh V'Koy V'Sachar Lo Yoichel Kodesh. These are talking about an Eved Ivri of a Koyin is not entitled to Truma. Says the Gemara, Kani Kunya Eilim. It's a Eved Ivri. We know an Eved Ivri's term is typically for 6 years. But if an Eved Ivri says, I want to remain longer. So the Torah and Pashas Mishpatim teaches us, V'ratza Adonav is on of Zabar Matzei, a hole is made in his ear, and remains with his owner until Yovel. Socher, says Kunya Kunishani, that's the one that's going to go out. That's the Eved Ivri that's going to go out for 6 years. And the Halach is both of these types of every ivri, don't, if they're the every ivri of a koyin, and not entitled to truma. And obviously the question is, yom toshif, if the every ivri who's going to be there until yovel doesn't eat truma, then yomer, kani kani in the oilam en oichel, if the one that's going to be there to yovel doesn't eat, kani kin yishonim, so the one that's only going to be there for a maximum of 6 years, like koshke, so why do I need two psukim? Answers the Braisa. If I only had one of them, we would say that zeh kani kin yishonim, that the every that's there only for 6 years will not eat truma. Aval kani kin yin oilam, the one that's going to be there, the every that's near to should maybe eat, Bok Socher, so that's all we have, the two psukim, Veliman al Toshev, Shabbi Shekani Kanyan Oilim, even the every that's going to be there to Yovel, Eina Oichel, doesn't eat Truma. So we see that there's already a precedent that the Torah says, Bozeb Veliman Azeb. So the Rabbi Chanan asks the question, Akani Kinyan Shanim is 6 years. Akani Kinyan Oilim is till Yovel. But the point of both of them is that they're not there forever. And because they're not going to be avodim to this person forever, that's why they're not entitled to eat truma. So why should I differentiate between a kani kinyan shanim and a kani kinyan oilam? So B'chanan says an interesting chiddush. He says an eved ivri that's nirtza, that becomes an eved ivri forever, is really an eved ivri forever. What happens is that there's a din of Yovel. Yovel teaches us a new halacha, that when Yovel comes, he goes out. But he really is the Eved Ivri forever, and that's why we would think he should maybe be allowed to eat Truma. Davni Nezer gives a different teretz. He says, besides that the term of a regular Eved Ivri is 6 years, and the term of the second Eved Ivri is till Yovel, there's another halacha, and that's Geron Kesef. The Torah HaKadosh teaches us that if an Eved Ivri, and the same thing actually applies by Amar Avri as well, if they want to pay off what they owe, they may pay off what they owe, but they'll for the amount that they were paid and go out. That is a halacha by regular Eved Ivri. But an Eved Ivri of a Nirtza doesn't have that halacha. And since that's why we would differentiate, says Davni Nezer, between an Eved Ivri for 6 years and an Eved Ivri that's Nirtza. Another teretz that Davni Nezer suggests towards this question is that an Eved Ivri, he says, that of Yovel, the first Yovel, in later years, they expected Yovel to come, and they knew that the Yovel frees the Eved Ivris. But that wasn't the case regarding the first Yovel. Since that wasn't the case regarding the first Yovel, that's why it's a very different. That's why they thought that those Eved Ivris would actually be there forever. Amle Abaya, me dummy. Can we compare the case of the Eved Avriya leaving her owner to the case of the Toshev Asachar Eved Ivri leaving their owner? Hossam, when we speak about the Eved Ivri that goes out in 6 years, and the Eved Ivri that's an Eved Ivri that's Nirfzer, true. They're two very different psukim, and therefore we can't learn. We one and the other are two different psukim, and as we just explained, we need psukim for both of them. The chinami kos rachmana. Even if the Torah would have said explicitly tarshav nirtzah lo yochel, that an eved ivri that's a nirtzah still doesn't eat truma, v'had the kos of idach, and then the Torah would have said that an eved ivri that goes out in 6 years also eats truma. And then we would say that if the Eved Ivri, as we've been learning, goes out by Yovel doesn't eat, certainly the Eved Ivri that goes out by 6 years shouldn't eat. Still, have a socha milfadas b'kavachoymer. How will we know that? We would know that b'kavachoymer. We'd say if the Eved Ivri that goes out by Yovel doesn't eat, certainly the Eved Ivri that goes out by 6 years doesn't eat. But there's a rule through Shas, milfadas b'kavachoymer tarch v'hasa akra. Even though there's something that we could logically get there, we can logically make that determination, the Pasuk says it. And the Mefarshim explain why indeed is there a rule of Milsa da Asya v'tavachayma tarach v'asal akra. We don't find that by any of the other types of Lemudim. We say the Braisa of Rabbi Shmuel every morning, b'shloish tarach v'midas atar in the dreshes, and there we have all different types of Lemudim, Gzerushava, etc., and by none of them do we find the concept of milsa das b'kavachoyim tarach v'kosel v'kra. And here, we do find b'kavachoyim milsa das b'kavachoyim tarach v'kosel v'kra. So Mefarshim explain. Something that's learned through a gzeirah shava or one of these other type of limudim, it's understandable that gzeirah shava, any type of limud, it's as if it says it in the Torah. And once it says it in the Torah, there's no question for us to need any more than that. A kavachomer is achieved through human logic. Since a Kal V'Chomer is achieved through human logic, as strong as our logic is, as long as our logic is, the Torah tells us you can't rely on your logic. You have to rely that the Torah tells it. And that's why Milsa Das V'Kal V'Chomer, Tarchel Chasla Kro. And the Chiddush Arim says we actually say this concept every morning when we say the Torah. The Brisa says in the Torah, "V'oy tarni b'karpa, ilahi umnos b'kartov shel dvash." If they would put a drop of honey into the Torah, "Ein adam yochel lama b'nei roichei," nobody could withstand that smell. "V'lama ein maram b'oy dvash," so why don't we put in any honey? "Nei shetar amra ki chol so dvash lo sektim mani ish l'ashem." So Chiddush Arim says, we just say why we didn't put in any dvash, because it would be impossible to bear that odor. Why does the Torah, says the Chiddush Arim, what the Torah is teaching us, what the Torah is teaching us is, we may have all the good reasons in the world to do something or not do something, but that's not the reason to do it. The reason to do it is because what the Torah says is what we have to do. And therefore, here too, Mils Das V'Kal V'Chomer, we could achieve and come to this conclusion through our own logic. But that's not what we're supposed to do. Tarach V'Kosel V'Krom. Elohacha, but asks Abaya, by the Omer Avri Echad Gufahi, we're talking about the same woman, V'chinafka L'Bebagrus, Benaris, when she leaves the owner by Naris, so there's no situation that she could still be Bagris Be'egaboy. How could she still be there? She went out a half a year earlier. And Ella Mabaya says, Abaya, what is the pasuk coming to teach us? Ella Labagar the islandess. It's speaking about a woman that is an islandess, doesn't have the simonim that we discussed at the beginning of the shir that a Nara has to have, the Shtei Saris. And when she becomes 20 years old and she still doesn't have the simoni Naris, according to Beis Hillel at 20, according to Beis Shammai at 18, and she has the various simonim of her illness, that's what we're saying. Salkadat chamena benaris tepek, that this omer should go out from her owner when she's a naris. Bebagrus lo teitze, and since this illness never has the status of a nara, she should never go out from her owner. Kamash malon, that's what the Torah has to teach us, that even if she's a Nara, and even though she doesn't have the typical status of a Nara, she doesn't go out. So the Ravid asks that if a girl at 20 is determined to be an islandess, she becomes Begeris L'mafreya, back to when she was 12 years old. So how is it possible? So the Ravid says, from here we see that even though she becomes a begeris retroactively, the halacha is that's only when she brings the simonim of an islandess. And as long as she didn't bring the simonim of an islandess, she's not determined to be an islandess. Maskler of Ashi v'lach kavachoymehu asked the Gemara that Amar Ria should go out at this point. We don't need a pasuk because a mas simonim she'em etzim rishus av. Because the halacha is, a Nara doesn't go leave her father's home until she's a begeris. Metzim rishus adam, but a Nara, as soon as she's 12 years old with the simonim, no longer works for her owner. Bagrus shemetzim rishus av, edin shemetzim rishus adam. So we should know for sure that this islandess that brings the simonim and gets the status of a islandess, gets the status of begeris, certainly, based on the Kal V'Chomer that we just learned, if she leaves her father's home, she should certainly leave her owner's home. Ela Amar Rav Ashi LeNitzucha, the pasuk is coming to teach us Likazina the islands. It's coming to teach us that a father could sell his daughter as an island, who is an islandess, for an Amavria. So Tysus immediately asked the question: how could the father know when he sells this girl that she's going to be an islandess? The mechira takes place when she's a ketana. The islandess is only when she's 20 years old. So even though there may be signs that she
is going to become an islandess, we have reason to believe, but she doesn't really become an islandess until she's 20 years old. So how can we say that the father should not be allowed to sell her? Says the Gemara that, so Tosfos answers that if we didn't have the pasuk, we would think that when she becomes 20 and we sees that she is an islandess, the owner should have to return to the father everything that she did for him and the value of everything she worked for him. And she and the father should have to give back the money that he got for that sale. That's what the pasuk is coming to teach us, how do we know that so is not the halacha? Answers the Gemara. We would think that the girl who's ultimately going to become a nara, that's when there's a din in the Torah, havizvina, that the father has a right to sell her. However, the girl, the girl that's an islandess, that will never become a nara, maybe her sale should never be a sale, as we just explained what the halacha would be. Kamash Malon, that's why we have a pasuk to teach us, v'yotza chinam, that even the islandess, even though she doesn't ever become a begeris, the nara, but when she becomes a begeris, she leaves her owner's home. And the sale that the father sold her is a legitimate sale. So as we're learning here, the definition of an islandess, that is somebody never becomes a nara, and when she's 20 years old, she becomes immediately a begeris, she becomes a gdoila. So the Brisker Rav explains, based on this, the pasuk says regarding Sora. The pasuk says, "V'yuchai Sora mei shonim v'esrim shana v'shen v'shanim." And Rashi says, "L'chayach nichtav shana b'klal klal." By every year, every unit of years, the Torah says shana. Loimelach to teach us bas kuf k'bas chof l'chait. When she was 100, she was like 20. Ma bas chof l'chot. When she's till 20, her averus don't count, because ain't a bas unshim until she's 20. Af bas kof b'leichet. Says the Gemara, so all the Rishonim ask Rashi, a girl becomes obligated for mitzvahs and averus at 12. So why does Rashi say bas kof k'bas chof? So the Brisker Rav says that is true. A regular woman at the age of 12 and brings Tay Saris, she's considered a gedola. But Sarah, we know, was an islandess. And our Gemara has been teaching us that an islandess is not considered a gedola until she is 20 years old. That's why the Gemara said, that's why the Pasuk says, Sari Meinu, who was an islandess, bas kuf, kabas chof, because her age of becoming obligated only began when she was 20, because as we just learned, she was a islandess. Ask the Gemara, Ulmabar of Ashid Omar, according to Rav Ashid, that said the law of Kalba Chaimahu, that the halacha, that an islandess, should leave her owner's home when she's 20 years old. We could learn from a Kalba Chaimah and Omar, who goes out, a regular girl who goes out when she's 12. Her meaning, then we say, and that's why we needed, the Gemara said, why do we need the pasuk? Hamina, but now we have a reason, because we've established in our shir, Hamina milsa da'asba kavachoy metarfa kasuva klal, says the Gemara, important teretz. Yes, there is a rule, and we explained the rule of milsa da'asba kavachoy metarfa kasuva klal. But that rule only applies, hanimila hecha deleka l'shnuyeh. If we have nothing else that we could explain the pasuk for, we say that that's what the pasuk comes to teach us. However, in a case, in a place that we could use the pasuk for a different purpose, we prefer to use the pasuk for that purpose and not just say that it's coming to teach us what we learned already, that we learned already from a Kal V'chaimer. The Tana, says the Gemara, we learned that kedusha kesef are effective. We learned from the pasuk yotzachinim en kesef, the tana of our mishnah, ma'isa la mehacha, that kedushin can be affected by kesef. He learns from this pasuk. The tanya, the pasuk says,
Kikach ish ubala. V'hayim leisinsa chayim be'enav. Kimatz ba'er v'stava. V'kosul ha'seif v'krisis. V'nosim b'yod v'shulchim me'beisa. The Torah Kedosh is speaking about a woman who got married. And the Torah says that that marriage could be terminated with a get. En kikach. It says the Gemara, the Pasuk says, kikach. Kikach means to kesef. V'keno oimer. As the Pasuk says regarding when Avram Avinu bought from Ephraim the Maras Mapela, the Pasuk says, Nosati kesef asadakach memeni. Says the Gemara. Alay dinhu. Why do we need to learn it from this Pasuk? We can learn it from a Kal v'chomer. Ma'avriya, shein niknas v'biya. Biya is not a legitimate way of buying an ma'avriya. Niknas v'kesef, but you do buy an ma'avriya with kesef. Zu, a wife, shein niknas v'biya, that can be bought, that could be come married through biya, and then shein niknas v'kesef. So certainly kesef should be effective. To which the Gemara brings a rai, Yevama Techiach. We'll bring a rai from Yevama. She niknas b'biya. She too can have biya. They didn't niknas b'kesef. Kesef won't, as we learned, the only way Yevama, Midaraisa, becomes married to the Yevam is with biya. And the same thing we'll say by every woman, that only biya is effective, not kesef. And we can't learn it with a Kal v'chomer. Says the Gemara, Mal Yevama she can ain't niknas b'shtar. Yevama also doesn't have shtar. Time b'zu. But a regular wife that's niknas b'shtar, why do I need a pasuk? Says the Gemara, tamaloymer kikach ish. Says the Gemara, halamali kra. The Braisa seems to be veering off. The Braisa says, we can learn it from a Kal v'chomer. And now the Gemara says, no, because it says kikach ish, that's why we know kesef works. Halamali kra, hasulai, that we learned it from the Kal v'chomer. So Rabbi Chanan asks, there's a rule throughout Shas, ein onshin min adin, that we can't give punishments based on something that we learn through a Kal v'chomer. So ask Rabbi Chanan, we're trying to learn that Kedushin can work with a Kal v'chomer, but that would be violating the ein onshin min adin, because a woman who's an eishes ish and chas v'shalom has an adulterous relationship gets punished. So that means we would learn such a halacha through a Kal v'chomer. Answers Rabbi Chanan, interesting point. He says that when do we apply the concept of Ein Onshin Min Adin? Ruchanan says we apply the concept of Ein Onshin Min Adin when we're trying to learn the halacha of a punishment. And there's a rule that Ein Onshin Min Adin. But says Ruchanan, well, that's not what we're trying to accomplish. What we're trying to accomplish is that she becomes an Eishes Ish. The fact that an Eishes Ish could be Chayiv Misa is not what the Gemara is trying to accomplish or trying to find out. That's not called Ein Onshin Min Adin. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Ashi, obviously there's something missing in the Braisa. Meshuk Ikla Meimah, what the Gemara means to say is, Meshum De Ikla Meimah Me'ikah Dedin Aparucha. The Kal v'chomer that we're trying to learn is really not a strong Kal v'chomer. Me'ich Kamaisla, where do we want to learn that Kesef should be effective to make a kedushin? We learn it from Amar Avriya. Ma'al Amar Avriya, she can yoyt to bekesef. We know that Amar Avriya, how does she go out? She goes out with kesef, as we discussed earlier. If she buys her way out, time b'zu and eishes ish sheni yoyt to bekesef. A woman cannot buy herself out of a marriage. You have to have a get. Tamalaymer. That's why we need the pasuk of Kiyikachish. Says the Gemara. So now we've learned two different sources how we know that Kesef can affect the Kedushin. We can learn it either from the Pasuk of En Kesef, or we learn it from the Gzeir Shava, Kicha Kicha, from Stei Ephraim. Says the Gemara, Vitzruch Lemichta, we had to have both Limudim. The Limud of Yotzachinim En Kesef, Vitzruch Lemichta Kiyikachish. Dikas Rechmana Kiyikach, if we have only the pasuk of Yikach, have him in a kedushin the yav bal the da havu. We said the kedushin, kesef kedushin, where the woman actually receives it, that's where it's effective. Kasher rachman of yotzachinam, that if the father gets the kesef kedushin, it's going to be a valid kedushin. The kasher rachman of yotzachinam, have him in a hecha the yav ihil the day. If she gives him money, that it would also be a valid kedushin. That also should affect the valid kedushin. Kas rachmana, that's what the Torah says. Ki ikach ish. The Torah is very specific. That is the father, that the husband is the one that gives the kedushin, and not the other way around. V'loy ki sikach, and not the girl giving the kedushin from the to the husband. So Rashi says, if we only have the yotzei chinam and kasef, we would learn that if it would be enough for a, it would be a good kedushin if the woman gave the kesef kedushin to the husband and said hiskachili. So Tosfos disagrees, and Tosfos says that there is no question that if the woman says to the husband hiskachili, that it's not a valid kedushin. That was never the Gemara's question. The Gemara's question was that the woman would give the get money, and the husband, after the woman gets the get, gives the money, at that point, the husband would say Iskat Shili, because Taisha says the concept of Iskat Shili that is, as we learned in our previous year, is she's miyuchedes, she becomes only the husband's. And that's true, a wife can only be married to the husband, but the husband can be married to more than one wife. So therefore, Tosfos and other Rishonim explain that what the Gemara means to say is that we would think that if she gives the money and then he says Hiskat Shili, it would be a valid type of Kedushin. Teaches us the Gemara that no, and we're going to discuss this concept more in our coming Shiurim, that the husband is the one that has to give the Kesef, and the husband's not just the one that has to give the Kesef, but also has to give the Kesef and say Hiskachli, say Hareat Mekudeshesli.